Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a lot of people, when they go on their holiday, look forward to sleeping. The usual idea being to catch up on sleep that you've missed, but is it actually possible to do that? Might you arrive home just as tired as when you left? Professor Samantha Dockray is from the School of Applied Psychology at UCC. Afternoon, Samantha.
Hello, Sean. Great to talk to you today.
So first off, is it possible to kind of store up sleep that you've missed over the previous few months?
Not over the previous few months. It's possible to do a bit of catching up on a day off or on a weekend or something like that over the past week. But it's not something we suggest people do as a regular kind of practice. Most of us miss out on sleep for one reason or another, and we do rely on that bit of catch up. So it's not terrible for us, but we wouldn't suggest that you could have long periods of insufficient or just not enough sleep and then rely on that catch up on holidays or on a day off.
Yeah. And when people generally speak, when they go on holidays and they're in a slightly different environment, do they sleep as well anyway?
Wow, this is a really great question, Sean. Some people will say they sleep just as well. A lot of people will have the idea that they'll sleep better. Some people actually sleep a lot worse. The people that sleep better or much worse than usual, we often say that that's due to changes in what they're doing. So they might be more or less physically active. You know, they might be swimming more, walking more, or much less than they do. Drinking differently, eating differently, being in a, you know, if they go away from island in holidays, they might have more light exposure. All of those things affect our sleep, and that's often the thing that changes on holidays. So holidays are really great for giving us a time out of, you know, hopefully for all of us, you know, rest and relaxation and recuperation, and our sleep changes accordingly, and that can be really great for our health and our, you know, that feeling of coming back, feeling rested. But sometimes people don't come back feeling rested.
Does it affect your dreams when you go on your holiday and you have the opportunity to sleep more?
Yeah. That's a really interesting question too, because people tend to have much more vivid dreams. They're able to recall lots more of the dreams that they have had, and they do dream more. And in part, it's because they sleep longer and they have longer periods of the stage of sleep where we do tend to have more dreams. So we're having more REM sleep, that rapid eye movement sleep that people might see, you know, in movies where the person's eyelids are twitching around. That's REM sleep, and our brain is doing kind of different things during that period, and it's the period where we dream most. And so we have more dreams when we're in REM sleep, and we have more REM sleep when we're on holidays.
So that would imply, I assume, that when you're not on holidays, you're maybe not getting a sufficient amount of REM sleep. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, REM sleep and other sleep, actually, across the whole of Ireland, many people aren't getting enough sleep for all kinds of reasons that each one of us, you know, including myself sometimes, each one of us think, but I've got to push through this week, or I've got lots of things to do. And so most of us don't get enough sleep. Most of us need somewhere between 7 and 9 hours. Some people need, you know, of 7. Some of us need 8.5 or whatever it is. And most of us aren't getting what we really need.
So, say if you sleep for, say, 6 hours at night, but you have a 2-hour nap in the afternoon, if you're in that lucky position, does that kind of equal it out? Is that okay to do it that way?
Yeah, the afternoon nap can have some real benefits. And a lot of people will set up their lives that way. I can think of lots of people off the top of my head. Maybe not lots, maybe a good handful, though, who rely on that kind of afternoon nap. And the afternoons are a great time for a nap because it's when we have a natural kind of slump. Now, we have this circadian rhythm where most of us are more alert in the morning and it kind of drops off across the day. But there's this very well-known kind of slump. Most of the listeners will be familiar with this feeling of, like, it gets to about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock right about now and your energy's starting to go down. And that's when most people, if they sit down in a quiet spot, will often just drop off to sleep. We would say that the quicker they drop off, the more likely they are to have sleep insufficiency or have deprived sleep.
Okay. Samantha, I have a sudden need to lie down. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Samantha Dockray there from the School of Applied Psychology in University College Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.